grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
What's up, Chris?
Well, kia ora, Millie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Ooh. Oh, I raced to get here. Apologies, it's listeners, for being a bit late, but man, it's so hot out there.
It's so hot out there. You have to move at like snail's pace to kind of, you know, survive.
It was a fine balance. I'm a little bit sweaty, a little bit.
That's all good.
But also, super excited. It's J Day this weekend on Saturday.
That is really exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. People might not know, so J-Day, I guess the J stands for joint, although that's never ever been explained to me, but right, I just presume it is. I think it is.
Close enough.
Yeah.
What does the B stand for?
Bosom?
I think so.
So, yes, J-Day.
J-Day.
It's this Saturday at Albert Park.
Cool.
Starts at high noon.
Mm-hmm.
We say it goes till 4:20, but really that's just to put 4:20 in there. Now that we've moved it to December... Used to be in May, dear listeners, for many, many years. This is the 32nd J-Day, in fact.
Wow.
Started back when I was at uni in the early 90s. But yes, so we'll be going till about 6 o'clock because it's a bit late, you know, lighter, sunnier, much more lovely to hang out in the park. And with this gorgeous weather we've been having all week,
yeah,
it's going to be epic.
I think it's going to be so mean.
We have a great lineup of entertainment, but we always keep that little bit of a surprise. So, you know, don't come just for the entertainment, but be surprised and pleasantly impressed when you're actually there. There's always someone you're like, oh my gosh, they're playing J-Day. So do come along. But also we have lots of good food trucks and information stalls, a market zone. We've even got some yoga happening at 1 o'clock. If you want to get high and do some yoga in Albert Park, come along on Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Sounds like the dream.
Yeah.
Oh, a free yoga class in this economy as well.
Actually, it's a bit of a fundraiser, so bring along a koha.
Okay, bring along a koha.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, that's really exciting. I'm so stoked because it's been a long time in the making. It was postponed or cancelled last year.
No, last year went ahead. I think it was the year before.
The year before, that's right.
Oh, it all gets a bit murky for me. Yes. One year it was postponed from the May and then we held it again. No, that was last year. It got postponed till December.
Yeah,
and then we just decided, let's just keep it here.
It's a great time of the year, I reckon.
I think so,
to
too.
To just kick back, get a little blazed.
Some of those first ones were late November, early December too, before it became a summer thing. And then for many years, for the older listeners out there that might remember the BFM Summer Series, and J-Day was in between them. So it went Summer Series, J-Day, Summer Series, and three weekends in a row in February. And that was pretty cool, actually. That was a great era.
What a fan. That's a great February lineup.
That's right. But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
It is R18, and it's a no alcohol and no tobacco.
Cool.
Keep your dirty backy at home. And actually, you're probably allowed to vape it. But no, come along. And it's a bit like all causes and that. You don't have to be... you don't have to be a consumer to come if you just want to show your support. And if you think about other areas where people are repressed or downtrodden or state oppression or whatever, or discrimination, and you go to that thing to show your support, even if you're not directly part of that community.
Yeah.
And so that's what we like to see at J-Day too, bring someone that might be enlightened by coming.
Cool.
And if you have friends or family that are in the cannabis community, come along to support them, because that's what friends and family do.
Nice. Head along. I'll be there.
Right on.
Right.
I would expect nothing less.
Exactly. It's my civil duty.
That's right. It is. It is.
You've got great stories this week as well. Not only great news, but great stories.
Some of them are a little grim, but they're all good reasons as to why cannabis should be legal.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Where shall we start?
Where to begin?
Well, let's get the grimmest one out of the way. This is men jailed for 3 years for aggravated robbery. They got them $20 and two roaches.
Oh.
This was in the Herald this week, and three men, I think it was in the Waikato, stormed a home looking for an associate, then ransacked it looking for cash and drugs, left with just $20 and two roaches, and the judge said, "You're bloody stupid. 20 years and two roaches, get you 3 years in prison." Yeah, it was Hamilton District Court.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the kind of thing people are exposed to in the underworld.
But that's like the definition of high risk, low reward, if ever I heard it.
And the poor people that happened to, you know,
exactly.
Having their house ransacked, assaulted, you know, for a couple of roaches.
Not cool.
Idiots.
Not cool, guys.
Yeah, so making it legal will resolve a lot of that, hopefully. Hopefully. Or at least give people better options for having police help and things.
Yeah.
Because they were actually a bit scared to go to the police, because they gave them a threatening, don't go to the police, we'll come back.
No.
And so they delayed reporting it for a while, thinking that they wouldn't get any help or that it would be too risky. But good on them for, you know, dobbing those guys in.
Good on
them. We're all safer having those people in prison, I think. Those particular people. What else? And here's another grim prison news. This is on Stuff. Hawke's Bay business. Apparently a well-known business couple in the Hawke's Bay. They've got name suppression.
Oh.
Admitting to conspiring with the mongrel mob to sell cannabis into the prison there. And this was all caught on recorded phone calls. So every call to a prison is recorded. So this was all recorded. They even said on the recorder, oh, we shouldn't be talking on the phone like this. Well, they were recorded saying that. They supplied this mongrel mob guy with their prescribed medical cannabis, 4 ounces, according to the phone calls.
Okay.
And the prisoners then said he could sell the joints of that for $20 a pop or sometimes $30 a pop inside the prison.
I mean, it's a great business scheme until... You know,
it's
until
terrible.
Proven not.
It's terrible. Yeah, I mean, there is an argument that, a harm reduction argument, that perhaps cannabis should be provided in that kind of situation by the government.
Potentially.
And we've talked about that, that if it gets you off the meth and the alcohol, which is what the data is showing, then it's a good harm reduction argument that cannabis should be provided to people who otherwise can't afford it or access it legally.
Yeah.
So, but... I'm not actually sure, but I don't think there's any prohibition on getting a prescription for medical cannabis just because you're a prisoner.
Okay.
So,
that
would be interesting to
interesting
hear from anyone who's been
hear.
Inside and tried that. But
yes.
Certainly in the medical cannabis scheme, there isn't a prohibition on that. So yeah, it'd be interesting. But yeah, in terms of someone using their prescribed cannabis and then on selling it to the mongrel mob of all people, yeah.
That's not cool.
Not cool. So yeah, more dodginess that we could resolve by having better laws.
Exactly.
And here's another one. Daily Blog. This is Martin Bradbury, who will be speaking at J-Day, by the way.
Cool.
And he wrote on the Daily Blog this week, sending an artist to prison for 2.5 years for selling drugs highlights how evil the war on drugs really is. This was Napier artist Dali Susanto.
Oh, yeah, we spoke about him before, didn't we?
Yes. So he's been sentenced. So,
massive sentence, wasn't it?
It was all the kind of nice ones. LSD, MDMA, magic mushrooms and cannabis cookies and lollies. So I think that was his sort of ethical stance, was he was only into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the lawyer said, well, he wasn't dealing for money, he was an artisan supplying friends and acquaintances. But the judge, Richard Earwaker, said it wasn't a one-off and sent him to jail for 2.5 years. 2.5 years.
2.5 years. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but that's a long time.
Well, he's now in prison with this mob guy that sells joints for $20 or $30.
Exactly.
That's the same prison. So, yeah. So, again, that just shows how stupid that is.
And also, like, how muddled it all is, you know, kind of murky and, like, all overlapping, yeah.
No. Mm.
We could sort that out.
We could. What we need is a completely new law. Repeal the Misuse of Drugs Act completely.
Yeah.
It's 50 years old next year, 1975.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. I mean, I got to say, when we started J-Day in the early 90s, we all kind of, and me included, we thought it would all be done and dusted by the year 2000.
Oh my gosh.
And by 1999, we had Ngan Dawr Tarngslosh in Parliament and launched the Cannabis Inquiry, and things were looking great. It was all happening. Yes, it's going to come true.
Then...
There was the 2002 election where Peter Dunn got in and he said, no, no, no.
Oh.
And that was it.
Oh, that's really devastating. I mean, it's been so long. 50 years, like, most laws would have to be updated,
yes.
Wouldn't they?
There's not many laws out there that are older than that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
And yeah, that just, you talked about muddled thinking. It's the muddled thinking on the politician's part where they just, you know, people say, oh, drugs make people go crazy. It's actually drug laws.
Yes.
But the thinking about the drug law makes their rational thinking is out the window.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Mm. Yep. Wow.
Yeah. So, what else can we say? This is a slightly grim too. I'm going to get to some good news, honestly. This is the medical cannabis industry. Medical Kiwi have collapsed. Latest cannabis company to fall over, owing $9 million. includes staff that are unpaid. The shareholders are devastated, according to the press. But interesting thing is in Fiji, and I haven't heard the news of what this happened yet, but yesterday the Fiji government announced they were going to make an update in their parliament yesterday. So there hasn't been any reporting yet as to what that update was, but presumably because the Fiji government partnered with Medical Kiwi in order to kickstart a medical cannabis industry in Fiji.
Yikes. Well,
and when that was announced, you know, their financial struggles were quite well known.
And I remember I was chatting about that and we were kind of like, oh,
that's interesting.
Okay.
Wonder why they partnered with them. So presumably their update was to say, well, our partner's now gone into liquidation and hopefully they're looking for another. But, you know, do they even need a partner from here? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they can just get on with it.
Honestly, could they be doing it in their own country?
I think so, because
I fully believe
there is cannabis there. It's one of the most of the Pacific Islands have pretty harsh drug laws, gotta say. You know, they adopted pretty stringent laws from back in the day and under instruction from the bigger powers who just said, this is what you got to do. But if we look at Fiji, ganja there is endemic because of the indentured workers were brought over from India many years ago to work on their sugarcane plantations.
Yeah.
And just like the indentured workers that were brought to Jamaica, they brought the ganja with them. And that's why ganja is ganja in India and in Jamaica. It's because the Indians brought it to Jamaica, certainly the drug variety, as opposed to the hemp that the British had brought there.
Yes.
And that's why Jamaica has such amazing ganja today and such a cannabis culture. And Fiji, I think, is very similar.
Which is so funny because, you know, wouldn't it also be like a great climate to grow in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that like wet, kind of hot, humid, anything could, would just go gangbusters over there.
Yes. A lot of the islands you can grow year round too. Get two or three harvests.
Cool. Okay. All right.
So hopefully they'll join our little cannabis-free zone, eh? We've got New Zealand, Australia, the Cook Islands, French Polynesia, Tahiti. They're looking at joining in too. And then hopefully Fiji too. And then we have a good South Pacific cannabis-free zone. A free cannabis zone, I should say.
Well, I mean, really interestingly, just as like a total tangent, but Fiji's also grappling with like a massive methamphetamine kind of epidemic over there.
Yes.
So it's like, it's kind of a no-brainer in terms of harm reduction.
Yes, and we can take some of the blame for that because the reason there's so many drugs like meth and cocaine in the islands, not just Fiji, but also Tonga, Samoa, it's because it's a smuggling transit point to get to New Zealand and Australia.
Shocking,
and just this week, a submersible from Mexico was busted with, I forget how many tons were on board, but it was tons of methamphetamine, and it was on its way here. This is one of these kind of, they're not quite a submarine, but they're just below the waves. And they've actually built them, not just to go up from Mexico to California, but to actually, or Mexico to Texas, but actually right across the Pacific to here
right
in Australia.
Right across, yeah.
So that's the kind of money that's involved and how, you know, unstoppable it is, I guess. But
that sucks.
If we can encourage the ganja as a well-known substitute, as we've discussed on the show many times,
and that
data from New Zealand, that people will use less of the other stuff if the cannabis is freely available.
Really promising. Yep. Give it a go, Fiji.
That's right. Flood your country with good quality ganja, and it will solve all those other drug worries.
Oh, yeah. we do have good news.
Yes, this is the good one. So now, where were they? Oh, this was the UK. So in the UK, your medical cannabis from a specialist, and you have to have tried everything else first, and nothing. It's a bit more stringent over there, a bit like what the law used to be here.
Quite a few hoops.
Yeah, but they looked at data from over 1,000 pain patients enrolled in what they call the UK Medical Cannabis Registry. This was a study published in the journal Pain Practice. And what they found was that cannabis treatment was associated with improvements to pain severity and health-related quality of life. And it was a sustained effect.
That's really cool.
The frequently cited adverse effects were some fatigue, some dry mouth, some lethargy, getting sleepy or not sleeping.
Either or.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the scheme of things, those are pretty minor side effects.
Rather than living
drugs.
With chronic pain. Yeah,
exactly.
I'd agree with you.
And the pain medication that you would otherwise be prescribed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, often lethal.
Some fab news.
That is good news. Also, a new study out of Canada 25% now of Canadians aged over 55 have consumed cannabis in the past year.
Oh.
It's a huge amount.
A quarter. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes. And we find the same here. Most cannabis use is among the olders, the 50 pluses.
Nice.
Mm.
Good on
you. Yeah. So, you know, if you're a young one, speak to your parents about it. And you'll find it won't be a discussion of like, stop doing it. It's more like, why don't you start?
Yeah.
About time you got into it.
Back in my day. Oh,
right.
So good.
And back to J-Day as a little reminder. So it's this Saturday from 12 o'clock in Albert Park, which is right here by the uni and the BFM.
Uh-huh.
And it runs all day. Come on up and show your support and check it all out. You'll be amazed.
It'll be a fun day.
And meanwhile, tonight we've got K-Roads doing the first Thursday, the Meri Kerehimiti, or Merry Christmas, first Thursday. It's all
Groovy.
Going on right now. We've got the Drug Foundation in the shop right now doing
testing
some testing. And I wanted to verify them what exactly they can test because they haven't been doing cannabis flower. They don't have the technology for it. They need some better funding from the government to buy a new piece of kit that can actually do botanical stuff.
Nudge, nudge, government.
But I got this little stuff tested. Look at that. Check that out.
Oh,
talk about a mystery white powder. I can't.
Is this your icing sugar for on top of your muffins?
It bloody looks like icing sugar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Turns out, via a friend, and I wanted to check that out. What the hell is this stuff? It looks pretty weird.
Yeah.
100% CBD. This is the pure CBD isolate.
Oh my gosh, it's pure CBD.
That is pure CBD right there.
That is incredible.
It literally just looks like icing sugar, eh?
It looks like a mysterious white powder.
Yeah.
I kind of thought when you hoofed it out, I was like,
what's going on here?
What are we in for here today? incredible. So it's pure CBD.
Yeah.
And the Drug Foundation picked up on that?
Yes, they did.
Cool.
Yes.
Got them.
And I'm told by the person whose it is that they got it in from the States and it arrived with US customs tape all over it.
Oh, yeah.
So they checked it on the way out.
Right.
And presumably on the way in, nothing happened. So, yeah. Anyway, it's great
very
to know
interesting.
That you can get your, if you've got some isolates like that and you're thinking, well, did they actually provide me with CBD or is it THC or is it something else?
Exactly.
You can get that tested. Also, if you've got like vape carts and oils, they can test that too. It's
nice.
Just not the flower as such, not quite yet.
Get your stuff tested, but more importantly, get your butt to J-Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in between, if you want to get your prescription so that you don't have to get anything tested, because if you get it on prescription, you know exactly what it is.
Exactly
it's all
what
pre-tested
you're getting.
For you.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow in the shop, 12 to 4:20. We've got the Access Cannabis doctors in the shop. They'll be at J-Day on Saturday.
Ah, yeah.
So if you come into the shop on Saturday, we'll grab your details and we can get them to do a callback.
Yep.
But they won't be in the shop on Saturday. They'll be down at J-Day, which will
park.
Be fantastic. This is actually a first for J-Day. We will have doctors at J-Day doing prescriptions.
That's so groovy. Well, thank you so much, Chris, and shout out to the Hemp Store. And we'll see you all at J-Day. Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.